This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
All right, we talked a little bit about consumers and how they're feeling. Heather and I did, but we're going to dig a little bit more. And before you say, Kai, more consumer stuff? Really? Let me just remind you, spending by or on behalf of us, the humble American consumer, accounts for fully 70% of this entire economy. So we learned this morning personal income was up 0.2% July to August, while our spending was up 0.8%. Do the math on that one. Meanwhile, consumer sentiment, as measured by the good people at the University of Michigan, showed a smidge of improvement at the end of September. So what then does that tell us about us, the engines of growth and prosperity that we are? Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
So those numbers out today, especially consumer spending up nearly 1% in August, looked pretty good to me first thing this morning. Then I looked at them again with Paul Ashworth at Capital Economics, and I guess there's a reason they call it the dismal science.
I'd argue it was a little downbeat.
First off, about half the increase in spending was actually an increase in prices from messed up supply chains and labor shortages and the like. After accounting for inflation, real consumer spending was only up half as much, and incomes actually fell in August. Ashworth says spending was also lower than we thought earlier in the spring and summer as the boost from stimulus checks faded.
The level of real spending really hasn't increased at all since April.
And consumers are feeling less upbeat. The Conference Board's confidence index has fallen for the last 3 months, says economist Lynn Franco.
Really, the Delta variant and the uncertainty that it's created has sort of cast a bit of a dark cloud over consumers.
Worries about inflation are adding to the darkness. On the bright side, there's jobs.
And there, what we're seeing is that people telling us that jobs are plentiful is at 55.9%. And that's actually an all-time high. And we've been doing this survey since the late 60s.
It is all a bit whiplashy. Income and spending weak, consumer confidence down, but workers who are also consumers upbeat and earning more. Take John Zaremba. He's nearly 50, lives in Napa, California, and works in AI software. He commutes, and he's looking to spend $40,000 on new wheels.
Thanks to the industry I'm in and all of us consumers buying a lot of e-commerce goods, my job and occupation is probably secure.
But getting a new car might be a challenge because dealers don't have many for sale right now. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.